angular momentum transport in proto-neutron stars and the fate of neutron star merger remnants, by Ben Margulit et al. Both the core collapse of rotating massive stars, and the coalescence of neutron star, NS, binaries, result in the formation of a hot, differentially rotating NS remnant. The timescales over which differential rotation is removed by internal angular momentum transport processes, viscosity, has key implications for the remnant's long-term stability and the NS equation of state, EOS. Guided by a non-rotating model of a cooling proto-NS, we estimate the dominant sources of viscosity using an externally imposed angular velocity profile omega, r. Although the magnetorotational instability provides the dominant source of effective viscosity at large radii, convection and or the Sprout-Tyler dynamo dominate in the core of merger remnants where d omega, dr is greater than or equal to zero. Furthermore, the viscous timescale in the remnant core is sufficiently short that solid body rotation will be enforced faster than matter is accreted from rotationally supported outer layers. Guided by these results, we develop a toy model for how the merger remnant core grows in mass and angular momentum due to accretion. We find that merger remnants with sufficiently massive and slowly rotating initial cores may collapse to black holes via envelope accretion, even when the total remnant mass is less than the usually considered threshold, approximately equals 1.2 MTOV for forming a stable solid body rotating NS remnant, where MTOV is the maximum non-rotating NS mass supported by the EOS. This qualitatively new picture of the post-merger remnant evolution and stability criterion has important implications for the expected electromagnetic counterparts from binary NS mergers and for multi-messenger constraints on the NS-EOS. This was Angular Momentum Transport in Proto-Neutron Stars and the Fate of Neutron Star Merger Remnants, by Ben Margulit et al.